I think most of us have returned. What I wanted to do, as I say, for just a very brief message, is to highlight the word that came forth last week when we were gathered here, and it was a small group. And let's just have a moment of prayer. Lord, we thank you that you love us and care for us, and that you provide for us in every way. And Lord, spiritually, we need your love. We need the Holy Spirit to intercede for us and to guide us and walk with us. Lord, we need your word to well up within us. And Lord, we want to know you more. We ask you to be alive within us and help us, Lord. In your name. Our brother Jeff shared last week, and actually this has been on my heart for years, something that Kirk said years ago about the importance of name. And I have been pondering that, the name of Jesus and in the Lord's name, periodically over that time. And have not had a lot of light on it, but I know it's there. And so last week, Brother Jeff shared, we were having coffee and whatever, and he said that he had been studying about where two or three are, because we realized there weren't that many people here. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst. And that's not really, if you recall, well, you may not have been here, that the words that are there, and if you want more accurate quotation, you'll have to ask Jeff directly. But basically what I understand is that the word is not in his name. It's not that we're just declaring Jesus and tacking it on to our gathering. It's into or unto Jesus, where two or three are gathered into Jesus. And there's a difference there between in Jesus and into Jesus, because we are in Christ. And we know that. We know the scripture tells us that. And again, it's something that's hard to get a hold of and to understand. So I prompted Jeff to share that as we were gathered together here last week. And Brother Richard Brockway was here. Did he get to see you last week?
He stopped by.
Good, good. He immediately saw in the name of Jesus, into the name of Jesus. He saw it in light of Moses and him being before the Lord and the Lord declaring his name to Moses. Now, I haven't studied this, and I'm open to Exodus 34. I haven't studied this carefully, but I've been around it a number of times in the past. And just to set the stage here, this is Moses coming back after Israel has grossly sinned before the Lord. And Moses was, sensed the anger of the Lord. He broke the tablets. He came down the mountain. He broke the tablets that the Lord had given him. The people were wildly running about. They were worshiping a golden calf. This is the God that make us a God that will go before us, that brought us out of Egypt. And you know, they were blaspheming. And Moses intercedes for the people, And he is allowed to come before Jehovah, before Yahweh, before I Am, and to receive a new set of tablets. A reproduction, I guess you'd say, it would be, and don't dwell on that word, but basically that God wanted them to have the law. He wanted them to know his heart. And so Moses comes before him in chapter 34. And again, God had every reason to destroy them. Moses had taken the word that God gave him, and he said, who will stand for the Lord in this mess? And the Levites took their swords and waded into the people, and thousands died in the anger, the righteous anger of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. And so, let me finish the story here. And so he cut out two stone tablets. This is 34:4, like the former ones. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai. And the Lord, as the Lord had commanded him, and he took two stone tablets in his hand. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood there with him. That just makes me cry. What a picture. Stood there with him as he called upon the name of the Lord. Now, what I don't know for sure, I haven't really looked at this, and I don't know that it was in the scripture. The name that Moses knew was I Am. It was Yahweh. That was the name God declared to him when he said, I'm sending you to Egypt to free my people. What's not clear to me is, had he heard any of what he was about to hear before? And surely he had seen it, perhaps not recognized it completely. Maybe he did recognize it well, but I don't think he had ever heard it spoken, and certainly not spoken by God. It's not clear that that's the case. But what's important is, what did the Lord do? Moses is calling upon his name. He's calling upon I Am. He's calling upon him to be merciful. He's calling up because he knows the people have sinned a great sin. And God has no reason. There is nothing that they deserve other than punishment. Then the Lord passed in front of him. Verse 6. The Lord passed in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgressions, sin. He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation. God tells Moses what I Am means. This is who he is when we are called unto his name. And this is what I've seen, and I hope maybe you can grasp this and see it with me, and it will help you to understand that in his name means we are compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. When we are unto Jesus, we are in Jesus' name. He is in us. His name is in us, and these things exist. And that's how we come together. We come together believing that Jesus is the Christ, believing that his blood is sufficient to cleanse and to free us from the wrath of God. And so, in the name means we are in Him. Not just, it's not just a formula that you mentioned it, Barbara, I think it last week. It's not just a formula to say, well, yes, Lord, we are gathered here because of your name. We are. We are gathered here because we are redeemed. We are gathered here because He has cleansed us from all unrighteousness, and He is about cleansing our soul and freeing our spirit to life. Lord, we do thank you. We praise you that you love us so much. Not through anything that we have done, but all that you have done. Just as the children of Israel did not deserve any of what they received, you were faithful. You are faithful. You continue to be faithful. You will always be faithful. And Lord, we are in you. We are of your person, your flesh, your spirit, your soul. Help us, Lord. In your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord.